I'm going to plant the soil moisture and temperature effects on nitrogen mineralization from soil with a Vida crop residue. Different types of fertilizers have impact on the quality of product and soil. Many farms all over the world using chemical fertilizers are now shifting to using organic fertilizers because of the obvious benefit of organic fertilizers, especially organic farm. Use of organic fertilizers can ensure non-toxic, low investment on farm productions. It can help reduce erosion, have safe environment. In addition, it can increase soil fertility by increasing soil organic matter and microbial activities. There are a wide range of organic fertilizer of manure applied to soils. On average, 13% of organic nitrogen was mineralized among 107 samples. Among these samples, there are 19 samples have net immobilization, and the nitrogen mineralized from organic nitrogen was ranged from 0 to 50%. Temperatures and moisture are two important climate factors on nitrogen mineralization processes. By influencing microbial activities, optimal temperatures and moistures can increase microbial activities by increasing oxygen uptake rate, specific growth rate, and enzymatic activities. Soil respirations in response to increase of soil temperatures has been shown to be constrained by soil moistures. Multiple reasons show that by considering the effects both from temperature and moisture effects and also their interactions account for two-thirds of variance. High tunnel farming system can allow local farmers to have better yields, higher productions, and hit market earlier, and can provide longer service to customers. Although high tunnel farming system is not uniformly distributed in the American, more and more high tunnel farming system is developed. High tunnel farming is passively vented through sidewalls and end walls, so temperature and moisture is two critical climate factors that have influence on crop growth. Different for high tunnel crops, nitrogen is the driving force. They can affect crop growth and nutrient uptake by influencing nitrogen release from soil organic matters. It's always important to synchronize the nitrogen released from soil and the crop requirement. USDA recently launched the Know Your Farmer, Know Your Food project. This map shows the identified locations at West Virginia. They have participated in this project and constructed seasonal high tunnels farming, and the statue is the area, the places that we collect soil samples and the conducted this research. The farmers there, they need information of how soil temperatures and moisture influence on the nitrogen mineralization processes. So our objective here is that we want to investigate nitrogen mineralization rate when soil amended with or without alfalfa under controlled soil moisture and temperature, and also develop quantitative relationships between nitrogen mineralization rates and temperature and soil moisture for both soil with or without alfalfa crop residue. I have one treatment. The soil was amended with at a rate of 100 milligrams dry matter alfalfa per kilogram soils. for temperature levels 2 Celsius, 10 Celsius, 20 Celsius, and 30 Celsius, and 5 water content levels, which is 15, 20, 25, 30, and 35 grams water per 100 grams of soils. This design is a completely random rest design with 3 replications each treatment, and the cumulative nitrogen released from soil was measured by determining ammonium nitrogen and nitrate nitrogen from the soil during incubation periodically. The cumulative net cumulative nitrogen was calculated by subtracting the amount of nitrogen released at time zero from the amount of nitrogen released at time t. We found that for the treatment of soil, the net nitrogen mineralized increased with increasing temperature and soil moistures, and the net nitrogen released ranged from -0.35% to 7.33% of total nitrogen. During incubation, there are several obvious decreases of net nitrogen mineralized that is occurred at 2 Celsius at 8 weeks, and 10 Celsius at 2 weeks, 20 Celsius at 6 weeks, and 30 Celsius at 6 weeks. For the control soil, there are similar patterns. The total nitrogen ranged from 0.1 to 0.36 of total nitrogen. However, there are different decrease patterns, which happened at 2C at 2 weeks, and 20C at 8 weeks, and 30C at 6 weeks. First order exponential models was used to investigate the accumulation dynamics. The NO values here is for potential mineralized nitrogen, and the K is the constant rate. We found that the NO values increased with increasing temperatures and soil moistures, and there are decrease pattern which is for the treatment soil at 30 Celsius, which is the arrow pointed, and the other one is at 2 Celsius, which of the soil moisture from 25% to from 15% to 25%. And K values is don't have consistent patterns. The red circles choose the maximum K value of different combinations. We can see that some happen at soil moisture at 25%, some at 30%, and also some have 50% different patterns. We also investigate the influence of temperatures on net nitrogen mineralization rate. We use a Rainier's equation and a modified Rainier's equation to investigate the sensitivity of how nitrogen mineralization depends on soil temperature. The difference of modified Rainier's models is they use a reference temperature. In this case, we use 20 Celsius. We found that for the Rainier's model that Q10 volumes increased with increased soil moistures, and for the treatment soil, the Q10 volumes is larger than the control. For the modified Rainier's models, there aren't consistent patterns, but the highest sensitivity of Q10 volumes obtained for both control and treatment soil at 10 Celsius. We also used the parabolic semi-logarithmic and Gaussian function to investigate how soil moisture depends on different temperatures. Gaussian function is the function that has a parameter, the WOPT, which is the optimal gravimetric water content, which makes this equation can be interpreted in a biological way. we find about varieties of each functions. For the Gaussian functions, the WOPT ranged from 21.1% to 36.6%, which is what we expected and is a reasonable result. It's always important and a challenge to synchronize the plant uptake and nutrient released from soil organic matters. If they mismatch, there will be problems like potential loss of nutrient and the plant's potential deficiency of plant. It has been shown that the carryover nitrate amount and also the nitrogen from methylation and manures, if some of them is less than the maximum crop nitrogen uptake for corn, there will be need applied fertilizers. For this research, we want to develop this kind of relationships for high tunnel crops by using the result from this research for the future nitrogen methylation management. We saw in this study, we found that the rate of net nitrogen increased with increasing soil moisture and temperatures. However, immobilization processes is not an ignoble processes in this study, especially when temperature and soil moisture is very low. And first, the order can be used to analyze the kinetics of net nitrogen. And we also found that the sensitivity to temperature was maximum at 35% soil moisture content at with Kilton Arrhenius models. For the modified Kilton Arrhenius models, the highest sensitivity is under the 10C incubation. The optimal soil water content for the nitrogen methylation was between 21% to 36.6% of gravimetric water content from the temperature range from 2 to 30 Celsius. However, this is the first step. Further studies still need to do to based on in situ methylation from the high tunnel site. Thank you for coming.